This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Last hour, we learned of a pretty significant accident on I-94 exit 6 westbound in Minnesota. That'd be just across the border by the Moorhead Airport there. If you're out in that area, let us know if there's still a backup or if that's cleared now. Until we hear otherwise, I'd avoid that if you can, and we'll update you on that. There should be a camera, too. They have 9 million cameras in Minnesota. Up and down I-94, but the website is worthless. I can't find it, so it's I'm looking at Travel Midwest, and it's a DOT site, and I don't know. Can you try and find that, Kev?
Yep.
See if we see it for ourselves firsthand, but otherwise, somebody call us. Let us know. 271-1100. You can just tell Kevin, or you can come on the air, whatever's easiest. 701-271-1100 to join the program. We have a busy show today. Dana Perino is going to be here, the co-host now of America's Newsroom. I love that she's doing that. And also, of course, the five, soon-to-be author of a book called Everything Will Be Okay, Life Lessons for Young Women, from a former young woman, Dana Perino. She wrote a similar book a while ago, and it was about North Dakota. Funny story, we take listeners once in a while on trips, and she is, by our standard, Todd, you're right, yeah. We were in New York City with a bunch of listeners one time, and we decided to give them a little sample of the subway system, which is a little bit intimidating, honestly, if you've never been on the subway. My wife is a subway pro. I don't like the subway because I'm just like that way, this way, that line. I got to look at maps that have red, green, and yellow all over them. I just lose my mind. So, but my wife likes it, and we were way out at dinner one night, and she said, who wants to go on the subway back to where we're going, and we'll time it to see when the bus gets back and when the subway gets back. So half the group goes on the bus, half the group goes on the subway, right? Well, the group on the subway beat the people on the bus by like an hour. So that's why people in New York take the subway, number one. Number two, the people in the subway got to see Dana Perino. So one of our guests, I think it was Dean Phelan. Dean was lives up by the furthest, you know, Canadian border corner of North Dakota, way, way, way up there, Antler, that area. So anyway, Dean spots Dana Perino, and he takes off like a rocket, right? Maria and I are kind of pulling up the rear because we want to make sure everybody gets where they're going. And by the time we got up there, there was this mob of people around Dana Perino. And this is kind of embarrassing, but Dana Perino says, North Dakota, I love North Dakota. She starts talking about there was somebody in her book, a story in her book or a recommendation in her book for people to come to North Dakota, young people to come to North Dakota. She's telling people in her book. Because, she said, there's so much opportunity there. Move to North Dakota for a year. Find a job. Do something. You'll not regret it, which is really cool because most people say what? Go to New York City. Go to California. You're young. Leave home. So it was great. Then the funny thing is the story ends about her book to these people. She said, North Dakota. She says, do you guys know Scott Hammond? And oh, they roared in laughter and roared in laughter and said, he's right there. He's behind us. Because Dana, of course, has become a good friend. She used to work with Tony Snow, and I love Dana. So anyway, Dana's coming on the show today. Also, Mike Lindell will be here for the very latest. And if you saw the thing about him getting cut off Newsmax today, there's more to that story. We'll tell it on the program today. But the big news from Mike Lindell is the documentary that you know about because you are listeners to this radio program, and nobody else, for the most part, knows about it. He mentioned it for a minute on the end of Newsmax. He thought they were going to make a big deal out of it. They didn't. So we're going to find out. I think the documentary is not 2 hours, but three now, and it is launching, I believe, on Friday. Very, very soon. This is big news, folks. Mike Lindell will join us. He's not a kook. He's not crazy. People I respect sending me emails. I won't name him, but this person's worked for presidents. This person has been highest you can go in North Dakota. Sent me an email last night and said, you know, don't get too ahead of your skis on these election conspiracy theories with people like Mike Lindell and stuff. And, you know, I really appreciate people's advice like that because they care for me. They want to make sure that, you know, the show is credible and everything else. And I just said, look, define ahead of my skis. The United States Congress has decided to punt. The United States court system has decided to punt. States have decided to punt. They've not investigated this more than 15 minutes. Okay? So why wouldn't I trust a private citizen who has a lot of money, who isn't worried about selling pillows or robes or anything else, but simply is saying, I believe this election was stolen. I believe it was wrongly decided. Now, sadly, all he's got to do is say that, and they take him down. They take his Twitter account down. We'll talk about this later, but I want to spend most of the time with Mike talking about what we're going to find out on Friday, because I know some details, and it's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing, okay? So, here is what I know about Mike Lindell. I know Twitter hates him, so that helps me like him a little more, because Twitter's of the swamp. So you know they took down his personal Twitter account, right, guys?
Yep. Heard that last night.
Todd, you heard that. No. His personal account first.
Oh, yeah.
At Real Mike Lindell was down.
Yep,
and you know why it was down? It was down because he put up a letter from one of his employees talking about, I know the real Mike Lindell. I know the real Mike Lindell, okay? So, just see, we're changing the time for Mike Lindell here, if I'm seeing that correctly. Okay, anyway, I just got a note and got off track here. I know the real guy. So, this person had worked for him, and she said he's a good guy. He's the guy that sings out loud to the Bee Gees. Remember that, Kevin?
Yep.
He came on the air and told us it was a neat, cute little story. We can share some of it later. So, that's what got him pulled down from Twitter. Literally, one of his employees saying something nice about him pulled down. So, last night, Mike Lindell does the mother of all trolls. Todd's going to like this. Todd has to put up with trolls all the time. He does the mother of all trolls on Twitter. He puts up that exact same letter, again, from an employee saying nice things about him, saying, quit lying about this guy. He is a good guy. I've worked for him for how long, right?
Mm-hmm.
Puts it up on the MyPillow account. It was down in 5 minutes.
Wow.
Shut down the account, suspended the account. Over a letter from an employee saying, I know a different Mike Lindell than you do. When that happens, I get really suspicious.
Oh, man.
Never I let get the into, truth get in the way of a good story, though.
I get into question everything mode in a big, big way. I think Mike, like the president, is toned to boast a little here and there about, there's going to be 8 million people at the Capitol you watch. Meanwhile, there's a million and it's a big deal, but you can go, hey, you said there was going to be 8. You came up 7 short. But the guy's heart is as big as a house, and he has no real win in any of this. What's his win? He's fighting off now another company dumped him. I forget which one. Mattress Firm yesterday and another one today now. But whatever. More people are buying pillows than ever. He's one of our fine sponsors, and we appreciate him, and I trust him.
Yeah, really. They're chasing everybody right to his own website. So he wins.
Right. That's a win
for
now.
That's really a stupid tactic to say, well,
I'm not going to let you sell any of your stuff in my store. I'm just going to go to his store.
This is why I think we need to, this is why we need to review the whole cancel culture and how stupid it really is at some point, because I agree with you. I think all that does is motivate people who think differently to say, you know what, I don't need Twitter. I don't need Facebook. I'm not going to buy anything from the ads they're selling. Twitter loses if they have less eyeballs. That's the bottom line. Facebook loses if they have less eyeballs. So why they would want less eyeballs, whether they are green, blue, red, I have no idea. But I think I can answer it. Kevin, help me with this. Kevin?
Okay, yep.
Kevin, are you listening?
I am.
You're not looking at me, but you're listening.
I'm listening.
They're woke. That's all I know. W-O-K, look it up. They're woke. That's
there's
the only
that word again.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Texter says, hey, Dana Perino is nothing but a little bit better-looking swamp creature. Why in the world are you giving her the time of day? I think I'll probably not listen to the show today. Okay. Look, this is a free country. Turn the radio off. Why you wouldn't want to hear somebody that's on the 5 on Fox News, a co-host of America's Newswoman, but more importantly, writing a book called Life Lessons for Young Women? What's bad about that?
I think he loves North Dakota. Why would you not want to listen to a nationwide person who loves North Dakota? Come on.
You got my computer up here? I think what that guy needs is a pep talk from, hey, you know, a little youngster who happens to be a young black boy who wants to be kid president. Listen to this. See if you agree with this, because I do, and I hope you do too.
That face that is usually covered by her phone has finally made an appearance.
Yeah, that's a good ad, but I don't want to see it.
I learned we all need a pep talk.
the all-new Pep Talk.
I think we all need Pep Talk.
You. We need you. Now, I'm not trying to sound needy, but I'm just saying, we need you. We need every voice. Little voices, shaky voices, any voice looking to spread love. We need the young. We need the people who might have forgotten what it's like to be young. We need the hopeful. We need the hopeless. The usual and the unusual, because we can't handle any more business as usual. We posted a video on the internet. Brad wrote a pep talk, well, because he needed a pep talk. Now I know what it's like to need a pep talk, so I delivered it. We put it online and realized lots of other people need a pep talk. Teachers, parents, kids, Beyonce, people who aren't Beyonce.
Yeah, exactly. You know, let's add to that list. Morgan Wallen probably needs a little pep talk today.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Right? Boy, oh boy. We'll put this up because this is fabulous. It's a pep talk from Kid President. He's done a lot of these. This is a YouTube video. But seriously, I'm going to turn the radio off because Dana Perino's on. I don't agree with her. Take a deep breath, people. Take a deep breath.
Amen.
This is getting silly. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Somewhere you never been to, little town outside of Knoxville, hidden by some dogwood trees.
So that's Morgan Wallen, and he's in a bit of trouble now because evidently he had one too many beers and he got on YouTube. And honestly, if it had been YouTube when I was Morgan Wallen's age, I'd be in jail probably now. So, you know, I'm just saying.
You know what the...
I tend to forgive people. I don't know if I've ever worked again if they had YouTube when, you know, I had hockey players that bunked with me, right? I mean, I had renters that they'd leave UND and come back in the summers, and they would rent for me. And, you know, I mean, if there was YouTube then and social media, seriously, I'd be sweeping floors. So I tend to sort of, recognize that we live in a different world. And what he did was really dumb. He basically had too much to drink, obviously, right? And then he got on and did this racial rant and used the N-word a bunch of times, right? Which you don't do. It is free speech, I get it, but you don't do it when you're trying to sell stuff. And a guy's trying to sell, you know, songs. And
unless you're a rapper, then you do it every other word song.
Yeah, no wait kidding, a minute.
Right?
Wait
a minute. The worst possible crazy, sick lyrics you've ever heard comes out of rap music, and that's all good.
But you're
that's
right.
Fine.
You're right on that, though.
But I get it. I understand. You don't, battle everywhere.
Well, let me rephrase it.
I don't like that word, period.
You don't do it if you're a country artist, because it won't help you sell songs.
No, he's done.
I don't think he's done. Everybody makes mistakes.
We'll see.
Everybody makes mistakes. Come out with a...
And woke Nashville,
hey, the
dude.
Dixie
really?
Chicks were done. They're back.
Well, that took them 20 years.
The chicks, not the...
They're not back.
Lady A will be outraged at him. Lady A will say you can't call yourself Lady Antebellum. It has a racial connotation. I'm so sick of this. I'm so sick of this, I can't even stand it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I want to sell a car, and then I'll talk to Ron and Jim, okay, that are waiting to chat with us, and then we're going to have more of the little kid... because I think we all need a pep talk, especially the Dana Perino hater needs a pep talk. Okay, well, where is this vehicle I got to tell you about? Do you guys know where Valley City is?
Yeah, I do.
Okay,
Pucklich.
Good. Pucklich, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, okay? Right there in beautiful, beautiful Valley City. Right now today, if you find your way there, you can go online to PucklichChevBuickGMC.com. There's a vehicle that is a 2017. Todd, by your math, how old is a pre-owned 2017 GMC Acadia SLT2 all-wheel drive four-door sport utility vehicle? How old is that vehicle 2017?
Probably 4 years. Could be three, depending on when it was actually sold new.
Very good point. Guess how many miles this thing has on it? 8,873 miles. Can you even imagine?
That is new.
And guess what? Pucklich sold it. One owner. This is what they do. They specialize in one-owner vehicles. So the owner of that vehicle previously took the mega hit on this thing, right? A new car, drove it off the lot, depreciated that minute. 8,873 miles, you're getting a new car. Unique color on this, too. A light sky blue metallic really shines when the light hits it. Gray leather interior. Easy to keep clean. Great features like the Android Apple phone support, the backup camera, the heated seats. Todd likes this, but the heated steering wheel, the sunroof, the keyless entry, the parking assist, the hands-free liftgate for when your hands are full of grocery bags or hockey equipment. It knows, and it opens up. Oh, my gosh. You get to Pucklich today. You call them right now. This is priced at $34,995. You can get it for $32 even, but you better hurry because that won't last long. Ron, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Ron.
Good morning. I'd like to just say kudos to you for, finally saying it in regards to big tech. You know, ever since the election, we've been hearing, oh, big tech's bad, big tech this, big tech that. You know, I agree. Big tech needs to go. But the only way it's going to happen is if we, as individuals, say, I don't need Facebook. I don't need Instagram. I don't need, any of these other, social media outlets. And I'd like to see corporations, such as yourself, not rely so much on the Facebook and those kind of items as well.
Interesting point. Interesting point. Before you go to your next point, Ron, we have our digital director here. I forget your title, but, I call you Digital Goddess, and she is VP of all things digital here at the program. Can I chat with you on the air, Leah, for one moment?
Yes.
If we did what Ron wanted to do, what would happen?
We wouldn't be able to reach everybody.
Because right now that's the platform to reach everybody.
Unfortunately.
There are people that don't necessarily turn on 93.1 or 970 AM or 1100 or 550 or 1090 or 1460, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they find out about what we're doing there, and they go, Michael and Dell's on today. I'm going to turn it on.
Right.
So what about that, Ron? What do we do? Just deal with less listeners?
Well, I get that. I get that, aspect of a business and keeping afloat and keeping the voice out there. That's probably the biggest thing. It's not about the bottom line and the dollars and cents that are made because of the additional listeners that you reach. I think it's the points that need to be made so our country can hear it. Unfortunately, with the mass media, which ties me into my second point, kind of limiting all of that, is There's a book written in 1978. It's called The War That Hitler Won. It's about the propaganda machine in Joseph Goebbels. Unbelievable. You read that, you think you were reading from today's newspaper. Unreal. On what the Nazi regime had did from a propaganda standpoint. So just an interesting read. I'm not promoting Nazism or anything like that. I just said, just take a look at the events and how they controlled the mass media, to get Nazism, and I'm drawing the equivalent to Joe Bidenism in our country right now to that book.
So well said. So the book is The War That Hitler Won. That's the name of the book?
That's correct.
I'm going to order it before the end of the day. I'm reading Screwtape Letters right now. Who's read Screwtape Letters?
I have not.
Anybody else? Have you read that one, Ron?
No, sir.
It's a famous piece of literature that is basically C.S. Lewis wrote it. So you guys have heard of C.S. Lewis, right?
Yep.
So C.S. Lewis wrote it, and I'm not big on these sort of legendary literature things. I literally read autobiographies, and I read like 10 pages at a time. I'm reading Mike Lindell's book now. My wife and I are handing that back and forth in the sauna. But the Screwtape Letters is essentially correspondence between the devil and his nephew. And the nephew, his name's Wormwood, he's the novice demon in charge of securing the damnation of just, ordinary us, basically. And it really is eye-opening on how the devil works. So I'd connect those two, because Hitler was the devil and run by the devil, and so is, Screwtape and Wormwood there. So there, I'm giving you a recommendation back, and I appreciate your call, Ron. Call again. We hear you related to the social media and shutting it off. I have a personal email, a personal Facebook account, and I often wonder, I love the memories I get. It reminds me of the memories.
That's
and
it.
I keep it for those reasons, and I do like to reach people and be able to get this out. But I think we as conservatives need to find our own platform. And by the way, Parler did that. Dan Bongino did it, and what happened to him?
Can't have any of that.
So you're right about Big Tech.
Canceled.
Jim and Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about the police, but first I'd like to say hi to your devoted listener, Terry, who is listening on iHeartRadio in Waco, Texas.
We have listeners in Waco, Texas. I can't even believe it. Thank you, Terry, for listening. So go ahead about the PD, Jim.
Last night on the news, they had a story about the Mandan Police Department that they're getting a raise to up to $58,000. Now, I kind of started backwards. Yesterday, my daughter was extremely upset because that lady cop pepper sprayed that 9-year-old girl. And part of that arrest was, or whatever, altercation was handled very well, but then the end of it was handled poorly. With all due respect, you're not going to get a lot of people that make good judgments at $58,000 a year.
Interesting point, Jim. Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. We're going to finish this call on the other side of the break. I want to know about the pepper spray deal, too.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you. And we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Since 2015, the North Dakota State Beef Checkoff has sent $2.3 million of your hard-earned money to NCBA, the same group that fought country of origin labeling for beef and declared that beef is beef no matter where it comes from. House Bill 1487 will make the State Beef Checkoff voluntary, so you'll be able to choose if you want to support NCBA. Contact Ag Committee members to voice your support for 1487. Visit i-band.org for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two FBI agents were fatally shot through a door and three agents were wounded in a shootout as they executed a child pornography search warrant in Sunrise, Florida on Tuesday morning. FBI Director Christopher Wray identified the deceased agents as Special Agent Daniel Alphen and Special Agent Laura Schwarzenberger. The subject of the warrant is also dead. The Senate confirmed Alejandro Mayorkas as President Biden's Department of Homeland Security Secretary. The former Deputy Homeland Security Secretary will be the first immigrant to hold the top spot. The White House announced that it will start shipping coronavirus vaccines directly to retail pharmacies. It also includes ongoing deliveries to states, increasing weekly supplies of shots nationwide to 11.5 million doses. The United Nations Security Council has failed to condemn Monday's coup in Myanmar after a two-hour-long emergency meeting failed to secure the support of China, a key Myanmar ally. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Culture today on the program?
Sure.
All right, let's play nothing but Marty Wallen music. Not because we endorse what he said, because he...
Morgan. Oh, Morgan Wallen. Yep.
I never know these guys.
That's all right.
Morgan
yep.
Wallen.
Yep.
The guy that screwed up, got drunk, and said a bunch of dumb things, racial connotations. He's everywhere today. You're going to hear about this guy over and over and over again. Radio stations are banning his music as we speak. Banning him for life. Cancel culture is on. He screwed up. Now, if he comes out and says, yeah, you don't like it, tough bounce, I said what I said, then I'll be less likely to suggest we play Morgan Wallen music. But I want to go counterculture.
Yeah, he had a screw-up on SNL on an appearance on Saturday Night Live, too, that a friend of mine referenced, and he apologized, and she said he had his back then, but...
I don't care.
A little tough on this one.
I don't care. I don't care.
Yeah, I get you.
I mean, look, if he's genuinely sorry,
yeah,
and you need
yeah.
to be, right? I mean,
yeah.
I would come on radio stations and play this music and say, look, here, I screwed up. I got to stop drinking. I got to get really stupid when I drink, you know. You know, it's just, I had a good friend. In fact, he was the best man at my wedding. I won't name any names, but... we used to call him names when he would drink because he turned into a different person. We had a little nickname for him. Oh, bad so-and-so is out now, you know. This happens with alcohol. Alcohol may have been a factor in that situation. I'd bet about anything. So let's just realize it wasn't Morgan Wallen. It was somebody else, and let's just recognize people make mistakes. And until I'm of the opinion that the guy said what he said and doesn't care and doesn't need help, I'm not afraid to go a little counterculture, so do that. Jim in Bismarck is back here. We have Matt Larson joining us in moments, NDSU Athletic Director. We're going to talk about all the 2020-21 upheaval due to COVID-19, but try to find the good in that NDSU will be playing yet again, just a little bit of a different season. We also have the folks from Suicide Prevention American Foundation coming up. Our very first Giving Hearts Day charity as we count down to Giving Hearts Day, okay? And you find out how my hair will go red soon. Mike Lindell next hour and Dana Perino next hour. But, Jim, first of all, tell me just what you thought was a good interaction between someone that concerned the police department in Bismarck and then ended badly. Because you said something about a 9-year-old girl got pepper sprayed. How did that happen?
It wasn't in Bismarck. That was on the national news.
Okay.
A mother called the police department. You're not familiar with that story?
No, I'm not. Sorry, I've turned off Fox News, and then I don't get much news. So, Nash, I rely on our listeners to update me on what's happening.
Okay, the mother called the police department because this 9-year-old girl was very unruly. And so, I don't know, 5 or 7 or 9 policemen, whatever, a large number of policemen eventually ended up there, and the girl was very violent and uncooperative and stuff. And then finally they talked about putting her in the handcuffs to get her in the police car to haul her away. And the mother said, go ahead, you have my permission. They handcuffed her and they stuffed her in the car, and she was still fighting. And they about had her all the way in and everything. And a lady cop came in from the other door and said, "Should I pepper spray her?" And they said, "Yeah, pepper spray her." Well, that was really, I think, unnecessary.
I get it. And you connected that to the point that law enforcement officers, is it Bismarck or Mandan that are getting the hike in pay?
Mandan, they're getting raised. I don't know what they're at, but it was a big deal on the news. They're getting raised up to $58,000. That's barely minimum wage. I know people, that's about $25 an hour. I know people at $22 an hour barely can make a living.
Well, I mean, I think you decide what your lifestyle needs to be, and you set your career aspirations at it. I don't believe in saying, well, you can't live on $22 an hour, therefore we should pay you more. No. You do more. You aspire to more. You go to UMary and get a great education. You take that out, and then all of a sudden you're making, you know, 120 grand a year. That's all up to the individual. So I'm not going to agree with you on what a proper lifestyle is, but I do agree with you. Maybe we ought to think about what law enforcement officers make, because I think the dots you're connecting here, Jim, are the dumb decision with the pepper spray on the little girl to what do you expect you're going to get from an employee at 58 grand. Is that what you're trying to say?
Right, and not all of them. I mean, you're going to attract a lot more higher quality people at a higher price. I'm not saying that they all make poor choices, but when you at that price range, you're not going to want to get.
I don't think. Here's my take on what you're saying. I don't think anybody becomes a member of law enforcement for the money. I think they do it for passion. I think they do it to help people. I would agree with you. They make less money than they should. They make less money than they should. I definitely agree with you there, given what they do to put their lives on the line with us. I would also agree with you that some don't perform well. But I think that some is such a small percentage that I don't know if the problem is, as you see it, they need to be paid more myself, Jim. But I do appreciate you calling today, and we'll see what other listeners think about that. Kevin has a little clip of this little girl.
Ask you a question.
Yeah.
And I'll start, too, and I'd ask Chris Larson if he's here. Did your dad or mom ever give you a spanking?
Of course. Yep.
Mine, too.
Yep. That's how I knew not to do that again.
Well, there.
Yeah. Yep.
This little girl, this nine, here's a little bit of this. This is the...
I want my dad. I'm not getting no car until I see my dad.
Here, just stop for a second.
I want my dad.
Yeah.
I want my dad. No.
Stop. She's kicking. She's fighting. She's 9 years old.
Yeah. So
let's preface it all with that. Who's to blame here? In my humble opinion, is her parents.
There you go.
They are letting these police officers give her a spanking.
Yeah.
They didn't discipline her. She gets completely out of control. The woman calls the police.
Yeah.
And then the police end up pepper spraying her, which is equivalent to a really bad spanking.
Can I connect the dots to the George Floyd situation?
There. Okay, let's do that.
The only video you saw of George Floyd was the last minute of a very challenging situation.
Yep.
And the challenging situation started by Mr. Floyd. We know you have a record. We know you're clearly using some substance right now. Follow our instructions and nobody will get hurt. Wouldn't get in the car. Was belligerent. Had been, you know, all of that. None of it you saw. You only saw the last minute, which is why I don't think those police officers are going to be, accused of murder.
Well,
so there's always more to the story and law enforcement. Wow.
And what we're dealing
with.
Thank
you for being on that thin blue line for us. You have to.
What you're dealing with this 9-year old is the same thing you're dealing with these 30 year olds in Chad or Chaz or anywhere else that want to block freeways and lay down in front of traffic.
Right.
Don't want to have any consequences. Don't want any discipline.
Dean and Beulah, you're next up. Bruce and Dodge, you're on deck. But I got to chat with Matt Larson here. I don't have to. I get to. Matt Larson is the athletic director at NDSU. And we're all wanting normal back as soon as possible. Nobody more than NDSU and certainly that incredible football team. Matt, how you doing?
Scott, I'm doing well. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Nice to have you back. Do you even know what normal is anymore?
Well, unfortunately, the last 10 months we've kind of had, I guess, what people call the new normal where, nothing is what it seems and everything changes. And so now we're looking forward to getting back to some structure and some schedules. And we've started to do that already, you know, the last couple of months with basketball and wrestling, going on. And now it's starting our spring sports. So we're getting back there. So hopefully that'll continue.
Well, tell us what we need to know about the new season for NDSU football.
Well, I think, one, we're excited that we're playing. You know, I mean, I think a lot of time and energy and decisions and protocols and procedures went into just being able to have a football season. And so, you know, real credit to our staff, our student athletes, and in getting that moving forward. And, you know, the fact that we're able to, you know, have fans in the Fargo Dome is really exciting. You know, didn't know how that was going to play out. But, you know, I think a lot of the credit there goes to, you know, the people in the state of North Dakota. You know, our numbers are really low now, and people are doing the right thing. And, you know, we're in a position where we can have fans in the Fargo Dome. So we'll start at 50% capacity, which is about 9,500 fans. We are still requiring masks. There's still a mask mandate in the city of Fargo and on NDSU campus. So we'll require masks. There won't be tailgating, which I know some folks are disappointed about, but just really difficult to manage. How do you do 50% tailgating or 75% tailgating? Where seating will be a little different than what we typically do. People won't be in their normal assigned seats per se. We'll get them as close as we can, but we're trying to do what we call potted or distant seating, to try to give a little space, for folks as they're seated there. And so that'll be a little bit of a change. And, but outside of that, I mean, I think people will see a kind of a normal Bison game day. Hopefully they'll see great action on the field. And, like I said, though, we're just glad that we're able to, one, be playing, and two, have some fans in the dome.
Tell you a story. I was at the first UND hockey game of the season and the year, and almost the year, actually, the other night in Grand Forks. And they had a capacity of 3,000 for that arena, which was allowed at the time. And there weren't 3,000 people in the arena because, you know, everybody, can I go, can I go? The tickets had to go up in price. So it was, you know, suites could only be four people. It just was a mess. Now, everybody I talked to was like, why do they have to do it this way? And I finally found myself, I don't care. I'm in the building. I don't care if somebody tells me to put my mask on. I'm watching Sioux hockey. I'm watching UND hockey. This is historic. And I just decided to embrace it because to tell the athletic director it ought to be done differently, to tell, the building manager it ought to be done differently, to tell the government, it is what it is at this point, and you just sort of go with it. I mean, I would hope that you're not going to have to be at that kind of capacity long and get back to normal, but what would you say to people who think, I was sad that there weren't a full capacity at Ingolstadt Arena. Now, they've lowered the ticket prices, and they're trying to change that for the next game, which is coming up. But, you know, take advantage of every one of those 9,500. Do you have to charge more for those, Matt? I mean, how do you make sure you at least get what you can get in there?
Well, no, I mean, and I think you're right. I think, first off, I mean, we tried to. Is it ideal? No. Ideal for us is having 19,000 people in the dome, having a full tailgating lots, and, you know, but I think people realize that this isn't normal. And, you know, there have to be some adjustments. And, you know, I think our guiding principle all along was we want to provide an atmosphere that's safe for everybody, whether that's for our players, our coaches, our fans, whatever it might be. And I think this is the best way to do that. But also understand that some people may not be comfortable. Some people may be very comfortable coming and wearing a mask for 3 hours and watching the game. And so, yeah, we're going to try to maximize it. Obviously, we had going into this, we had about 9,000 season tickets that people had requested. We had some folks opt out, you know, for a myriad of reasons, not being able to come to games in the spring. And so we'll work through those here this week. We'll also have some student tickets. We'll have our player pass list for their families and friends to be able to come. And if there's tickets available below that 9,500, we're going to open up for a single game. And so we're for single game tickets for folks. And so, yeah, our goal is we want to try to maximize that 9,500 number as best we can. But either way, the games are going to be played. But hopefully we'll be able to get some atmosphere in there and get as many people that feel comfortable coming to the games in the Fargo Dome.
Last quick question. Can you get tickets, or do you need to be a season ticket holder to be there?
Well, right now you have to be a season ticket holder. They have a week. They started yesterday. They have through next Monday to claim their tickets. Any unclaimed tickets will go on sale to the general public. We're going to go team makers who don't have season ticket first. They'll have the first crack at it. And then after that, if there's anything left, we'll open it up to the general public.
All right, Matt. I know it's been a tough year, but you're a great leader. Appreciate everything you're doing at NDSU. Thanks for the time today.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on. And hopefully we get 9,500 in the dome. Appreciate it, Scott.
Go Herd, folks. There you go. better be 9,500 in there, by golly. Every single seat that can be filled should be
it's
filled.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got five tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And it'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had his son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pour me another drink, 'cause I don't wanna feel a thing no more, hell no. I just wanna sip it till the pain wears off. Pour me another round, line 'em up and knock 'em down, two more, let's go. 'Cause I ain't never heard like this before. Don't wanna think about it.
Back on What's On Your Mind. Chat next with our friends from the North and South Dakota chapter of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
And if I'm ever gonna move on.
Talk about giving heart today. Say, is that something a bad joke? I need another drink. I don't think that was the Morgan Wallen song to play today, but. We're good with Morgan. We're good with Morgan there. And I think that was bad humor on your part. I need another drink. Is that the name of the song?
That's his biggest hit.
Oh, well, that's maybe
that's
explains the problem.
Hit. Whiskey glasses.
Anyway, the folks from the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention in a moment to tell you about Giving Hearts Day, which is Feb 11. That's a week from tomorrow. And we're trying to effort the actual number of gifts that have come in last year prior to Giving Hearts Day. Because any gift that comes in now, and by the way, the gift is money. The gift is your time. It is your talent. Maybe you want to post on social media for a charity you care about. You pick it. And you can even actually register to win all kinds of prizes without donating a cent. Go to givingheartsday.org, pick a charity, donate 10 bucks to three of them, four of them, five of them. If we get the number of donors double before the 11th, 1 week from today, I promise to wear red hair, dye my hair red, at the K-Fire Agri International in Bismarck next week on Tuesday and Wednesday. Can't even believe I just said that, but that's going to happen if you so choose. What's for lunch today at PetroServe USA? Swedish meatballs or lasagna in Valley City, exit 292. Go north once you come off the exit. Swedish meatballs also West Main Avenue, West Fargo. The chicken bacon ranch sandwich, 12th Avenue North and I-29. Our guests on, ready to go? Working on it. We got a 5-minute segment here, brother. We're trying to find our guests here. We're not going to have much time. So they were supposed to call us. They're supposed to be in studio. Now we're calling them. I don't know what's going on, but just fine. Oh, you're here. Very good. Okay. I'm glad you're here. Who's this, Sam?
I'm glad I'm here too. Yes, yes. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, wonderful. Sam Burrs is here, area director of North Dakota and South Dakota chapter of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And yes. those two words are really important. Suicide, which look, the pain, the reasons are impossible to know. The important word for you to know is prevention. It can be prevented. How do you prevent suicide, Sam?
Well, the AFSP North Dakota chapter is very active bringing education and resources across the state of North Dakota. We have phenomenal volunteers that are trained to go to faith communities, schools, businesses, anywhere and all that will open up to education. We provide lots of prevention education. So these programs talk about the warning signs, risk factors about suicide, and then we also talk about how to have a strong conversation. If we're worried about someone we care about, or if we're worried about ourselves, how do we have that conversation and get connected to resources and help? So suicide is very complex, but we have a lot of programs that help people learn more about warning signs and risk factors that help us save lives.
I got a wake-up call about this from a coworker one time, young man that worked for us and had some issues. And we got a call that he was missing, that he told his landlord he's going to commit suicide. You know, all hands on deck. Thankfully, we found him, but he was trying to literally throw himself in front of a vehicle to kill himself. And then we just, you know, got him help and understood this. You don't want that call. You don't want that call that this person said, I'm killing myself, I put it on Facebook, whatever. And you don't want that call that suicide has happened. And the only way to prevent that call from happening is exactly what you're talking about, Sam, and that's having that conversation, right?
Yes, we definitely want to have open, honest, caring conversations about people that we're worried about, especially yourself. If you're struggling, we definitely want to reach out. And we want to have these conversations because we're working to change the culture around mental health. We want to treat mental health or just like we treat our physical health. There's sometimes when we're not feeling well, we need to go in and get checked out. Taking care of our mental health is just as important as taking care of our physical health. And there's a lot that we do to change that culture around mental health.
Wow. Yeah, this is an important topic, folks. And Giving Hearts Day is a big deal for the North and South Dakota chapter of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. What will you do with the dollars you get from Giving Hearts Day, Sam, besides save lives?
So the money that comes in on Giving Hearts Day supports our local North Dakota chapter, Save Lives and Bring Hope. So all of the money raised stays with our local North Dakota chapter. We will use it to provide prevention education programs and support survivors of suicide loss. And we know that with just $35, we can train a classroom of college students on learning the warning signs and risk factors of suicide, as well as connecting them to local resources. So with support on Giving Hearts Day, we support suicide prevention education here in our community.
During the news break, I'm going to go donate $35. I challenge our listeners to do the same today. You can do it now. GivingHeartsDay.org. Just fine. North Dakota Chapter, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Let's all sponsor a classroom lesson, because that's a vulnerable age of college students. You know, the pressure's on. And good luck on Giving Hearts Day, but we can donate now. GivingHeartsDay.org. GivingHeartsDay.org. Please donate today. Thanks, Sam.
Around here, things are different. We believe in working together when times get tough. Around here, neighbors help neighbors. We take pride in our way of life, and we step up when we're called. I'm Josh DeMel. Visit GivingHeartsDay.org to support your favorite charity by donating, pledging to volunteer, or giving new and used goods. Help someone in your community this Giving Hearts Day, Thursday, February 11th.
Hi, this is Shane Tibiotowski, NMLS 194550 from People's Home Equity Mortgage. Being a military combat veteran myself, giving back to our veterans is very important to me. People's Home Equity features VA and military home loans. Also, special discounts are available to purchase or refinance. To learn more, call me, Shane Tibiotowski, at 701-390-1674, at 390-1674, or visit us at peopleshomeequity.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252.
800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.